bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, howdy, BTN News listeners. How you doing? Hope you're doing better than I am. It's been stuck in traffic. It's the late news show, as always, on a Thursday. Hey, it's okay. I'm in a much better mood now that I'm talking to you guys and gals. It's the 26th of May, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, Microsoft's pretty much been on a sold, you got it, take it away kind of a feeling this week, haven't they? Now it seems that Microsoft, they decided to just kill off whatever's left of Nokia too. They must really wanted to get rid of it too, because it cost them about $950 million in finances, and unfortunately a lot of people got fired in the process, including almost 1,400 former Nokia employees in Finland. Alright, so why is this all going on with Microsoft and the whole Nokia thing this week? Well, according to an internal memo from Terry Meyerson, he says the company's just scaling back. Yeah, no kidding. But the memo went on to say that they are refusing to abandon mobile altogether. Really? It kind of sounds like it. Going on to say that Microsoft will continue to develop some great new devices in the future. Oh, really? Oh, okay, well, that's all nice, Microsoft. Can you work on Windows 10, though, first for us all consumers out there? We'd appreciate that one first before you go build stuff. Ah, 'tis the time of the month for Apple rumors, but this one has nothing to do with WWDC or an iPhone or anything else, except for an electric car that keeps coming up. According to Reuters, Apple is looking into electric car charging stations. Reuters said that Apple's poking around asking manufacturers about the technology. Though Reuters clarified they're not in deep talks right now. Yeah, whatever. Funny enough, though, there's already been an unnamed worldwide engineering company that's already offered to help Apple build those charging stations, so who knows what's going on here. Maybe Tim's going around, I'm looking for a really good deal. Now, of course, we already know it's public knowledge that Apple's hired EV charging experts from BMW, Georgia Tech, and even Google. So yeah, it looks like a car is in the future. Not unless the iPhone battery life on the next iPhone's gonna suck so much we need a charging station every 20 miles. Slack just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. 3 million users bigger now. Yeah, that's right. You hear me talk about it on the show quite a bit. We have our own British Tech Slack room, britishtech.slack.com. Get that plug in there. Yes, those folks over at Slack have been hard at work over the past few months, adding to its ever-expanding experience. In fact, they've already added voice and video chat capabilities, and they're currently working on a sign-in with Slack, you know, like a universal login like Facebook does. Yeah, they're trying to go that direction now, too. But the company is most proud about, 3 million users on the app on a daily basis to send chats, images, spreadsheets, GIFs, and everything else under the sun. In fact, they hit another record this month with just 2 million users connected simultaneously. I don't know about you BTN listeners, but I think BTN had a little bit to do with it. What do you think? You're welcome, Slack. You're welcome. And finally has a little bit to do with a little bit of hacking. I'm talking about DDoS. And those of you that want the long version of that, yes, that's the denial of service attack. That's the thing when you go to a website and you haven't been able to get onto that website for a long time, you're thinking, what's going on? That's because somebody else doesn't want you to get on the website because they hate that website. And a lot of times, a lot of people associated with that website. Have you ever kind of thought about, it takes a lot to do that. I wonder how much that costs. Well, according to some security researchers, they've discovered that a DDoS attack costs about $5 an hour. What? Yes, you heard me correctly. $5 an hour to take down the site you hate the most. Funny enough, the services to do that a year ago, they cost about $38. And those services could only be found on the dark, spooky web. But not anymore. Seems DDoS has gone mainstream. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that is the website for all your BTN needs. Mag Show, of course, is over there. Big Show is over there, of course. Gamer Show, we got a new Gamer Show that just came out this week. The New Show, and so many other shows over there. I suggest you hoppity-doppity over there and get subscribed to every one of them. Or if you fancy, just subscribe to them all on iTunes. You can also follow the BTN Network on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you heard me say it before, but I'm going to say it again. Hang out with the BTN community in our Slack room. You can find that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, will be probably somewhat on time for your Friday. Yeah, I can't wait after Thursday. I just really can't wait for tomorrow. We'll get you caught up on your best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday is DDoS free. And thank you very much for listening.